You're a nummy treat.
Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Welcome to episode 10 of NakedSpike.com, the podcast. This podcast is devoted to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Visit us at community.livejournal.com/naked_spike and leave a comment for some of the stories that you hear. Join the community, write some stories, post some man nips or some icons, some art, some fan art, even some fan videos. And that is my puppy you hear in the background dragging around a box. The Valentine's Day challenges have just been issued. I hope everybody joins the community to read some of the Valentine's Day posts. They're going to be posted between the 13th and the 14th. I hope to be able to read some of them on here too. I'll be putting out my requests, so look for those. Today our story is called Priceless. The fanfic I have for you is rated R for language and implications. It is a pairing of Spike and Xander. It is by the wonderful Kimmelis. Xander woke to the sound of a jackhammer. Well, not so much the sound, but there was definitely something banging away somewhere. Every time he moved, it got louder and surprisingly painful. Best to stay still then. Still was good. Still didn't hurt. Still tasted bad. Xander experimentally rolled his tongue around in his mouth. Socks. Since when did he sleep with socks in his mouth? And dirty socks at that. They actually tasted worse than they usually smelled. No matter how much he wiggled his tongue around, the socks wouldn't come out. Xander gave up as a lost cause when the jackhammering started up again, in response to his tongue movements. Maybe if he pulled the pillow over his head, he wouldn't be able to hear the noises. Rolling over and stretching out an arm added an impact drill and a nail gun to the symphony. Grabbing the pillow set off an orbital sander, and slamming it down over his head switched on the chainsaw. Xander didn't even remember his worksite being this noisy. And the noise never hurt this much before. Gradually the sleep fog cleared, and Xander realized the house was quiet. It was Saturday sometime. Spike was gone, and he was alone in bed, fully dressed in bed. The pounding, stabbing, screeching, and thumping was entirely within his own brain. He poked a finger cautiously into his mouth, and finding no socks, groaned. Hangover. Xander was not a drinker. Far from it. Granted, he could polish off a gallon of soda in a sitting, but any kind of liquor, hard or soft, was usually a no-go. Learn from someone else's mistake and learn good, was Xander's motto. And he had two perfect mistakes to show him the error of his ways as he'd grown up. But last night had been entirely accidental, he thought. There were only flashes so far. Clem's birthday party, games, potato chips, bad music, and drinks. Many, many drinks. Drinks that looked like soda and tasted like soda, but they were highly unlikely to be soda. Not if this morning's states of affair had anything to go by. While Xander didn't suffer the aftermath of a bender often, he still knew what to do. Get up. Oh, God. Up. It could be done. Nay, it must be done, for in the directions of up there would also be pain relief and water, precious water. Ignoring the cranial construction crew, Xander threw back the covers and held the pillow tight to his face. No need to greet the world too eagerly, not when he had the sneaking suspicion it was going to be floodlit. Wherever Spike had gone, it must have been via the tunnels. He slowly sat up, bracing himself against the rocking motion. Interesting new feature of his bed. Xander gently lifted one corner of the pillow, and bright light poured into his left eye, stabbing at his brain. Huge mistake. Perhaps he could make it into the bathroom without lifting the pillow. Gingerly, Xander pushed himself up off the bed, and waited till the new undulating floorboards came to a stop. Okay. Xander turned left and headed in what he could only assume was a straight line. A straight line would lead him to the bathroom. Step by careful step, he inched across the floor, pillow firmly in place. As far as epic journeys went, this was not as bad as it could have been. Xander only had to pick himself back up off the floor twice. Once, when his left foot forgot which way was forward, and again, when his hip discovered the corner of the drawers and sent him crashing heavily to his ass. Eventually, though, he was in the bathroom. Xander knew that with one small window, the room would be delightfully dim. He eased the pillow off his face and winced. Yes, it was dim, but apparently today, dim was equivalent to a small supernova. Gritting his teeth, Xander dropped the pillow and leaned his hands on the basin, not yet ready to meet his eyes in the mirror. Xander would have eventually, looked up sometime, but there was something wrong. Even with his head bowed and his eyes focused on the plug hole, he could tell there was something new. Trying mightily not to move his head, Xander flicked his eyes, ow, to the left, nothing. Then to the right, nothing. And that in itself was a strange thing. There was nothing, nothing out of place. The bathroom was spotless. With his unculling effort, Xander stood upright and forced his eyes open wider. Two towels were hung and folded over the towel rail. The toilet seat and lid were down. The bottles of lotion, potions, gels, and creams were all gone. Xander opened the cupboard door a crack, and yep, there were all the bottles neatly lined up inside. A quick recon of the room had Xander staring with his mouth gaping. The bathroom was in one place in the house that Xander liked to keep clean. Kitchen, living room, bedroom, not so much. But the bathroom? Well, Xander liked it dry, shiny, and tidy. And was it ever? Hell no! Spike left his towel on the floor, his boots on the floor, his demon sludge on the walls, his bleach boxes on the counter, dirty clothes over the bath. Generally, he was a pig. It was the one thing they fought about the most. Could you just pick up? Why? You're just going to go do it anyway. Spike, it's filthy. It's a sodden bathroom, love. It's meant to be dirty. That's why there's no carpet. You're an asshole. You know I like to keep it clean. Off you go, then. Mop's in the closet. Lazy bastard. Yeah, blow it up your arse, pissy git. Shit. And that was the part where, usually, Xander flipped him off and cleaned the bathroom himself, while Spike had a beer and watched television. There were benefits, though. Spike always complained that he could smell the cleaning products. So, a thorough soaking and scrubbing in the shower was usually necessary afterwards. And, of course, Xander couldn't be trusted to do all the bathing by himself now, could he? Xander looked into every corner of the room. Clean. Polished. Neat. On the counter was a glass of water and a box of Tylenol that had been laid out. Xander was not one for looking a gift horse in the mouth, so he popped a couple of tablets and drank the water down. One more look at him told him that, yes, he was in the right bathroom, and yes, it really was beautifully cleaned. A look in the mirror, and he was even more surprised. A shiner. Big, black, and Xander touched it with his fingertips. Painful. A flood of memories came back to him. Granted, they were only snapshots, but enough to make him cringe. There was dancing on a coffee table, a now broken coffee table. There were games of Twister. There was much merriment and some vomiting. There was a displeased vampire. A displeased vampire with human vomit on his favorite boots. Oh, crap! This wasn't going to be pretty. Xander wondered how he had gotten home. A long hot shower and another few glasses of water later, Xander was drying off and walking back to the bedroom, finally free of the renovations that had been going on in his head. Again he stopped dead and stared at the room. Now it was getting weird. The bedroom had some kind of makeover. nothing like you'd see on TV, but it, too, was clean. The clothes were hung, the shoes and boots packed away, surfaces dusted, and there on the nightstand was a new extra-large pump bottle of lube. Next to that was a few of the most popular items from their toy box, laid ready and waiting. On the opposite side of the bed was a large box of chocolates. Okay, Xander was officially freaked. The clean bathroom, the clean bedroom, the special occasions table set up. Spike had been angry. Now Spike was gone, and something was going on. Xander pulled on some clothes, gave the room one more last uncertain glance, and headed out to the kitchen. That, too, was an eye-opener. The living room, the kitchen, all gleaming. Xander was tempted to check the number on the door, but he could see his favorite chair, so he knew he was in the right place. On the microwave door was a note. Xander pulled it off. Food inside. Back soon with your Twinkies. Love, S. Love? That was something he hadn't said yet. Well, not those three words, anyway. Spike sometimes called him Love, but that was as close as they had come. Xander hoped it would come soon. He felt like they were just treading water in the moment. He was pretty sure Spike loved him, and he knew without a doubt that he loved Spike, but neither of them could bring themselves to utter the actual words. Spike, for unknown reasons, and Xander, well, just because there was always that little voice that sounded remarkably like one or both of his parents telling him it just couldn't be, that Spike would shoot him down. So Xander played it safe and left things unsaid, as if the written sentiment on the note wasn't enough. Opening the oven door, Xander suffered yet another shock. In the microwave was a plate stacked high with pancakes and waffles. Closer examination showed the pancakes were slightly overcooked and crispy black on the edges, and the waffles were a bit underdone. Spike had cooked. Okay, stop the press. Spike cooked? Spike cleaned? But Spike was gone. Xander began to wonder if this was it. Did Spike hate him now for vomiting on his boots? Had he maybe detailed the apartment as a big last F.U.? A look of what I can do when I want to? I just don't want to do it for you message? Xander knew he had drunk a lot. Really a lot. But then there was a message on the microwave. Spike never wrote things like that. Never. Those things were for poofs, he said. Sometimes Spike might leave a note just to say where he was, something like, gone out, lube up, I'll be back by midnight. Romantic? No. Normal? Yes. Xander just shrugged, reminded himself about gift horses, and enjoyed some parts of the pancakes and the edges of the waffles. It turned his stomach, but the other choice was actually cooking and preparing something for himself, and it was unthinkable. So best just put up and shut up. He was halfway through the plate when the phone rang, eliciting a less than manly shriek of pain. Hello? When he had swallowed a frog, Xander cleared his throat. Xan, are you okay? Willow asked. Hey, Will, I feel like I licked a herd of cattle and repeatedly slammed my head into the back end of a Mack truck. But otherwise, just peachy. You? Well, I didn't drink anywhere near as much as you, or anything at all, actually, so I'd say I'm peachier than peachy. Will, how did I get home? You don't remember? Well, it's not so much that I can't remember, it's that I've excelled at forgetting. Clue me up. Oh, okay. I drove and Spike held your head in the bucket while you threw up some more. It was one of the more gross things I've done for you. Well, I have a black eye. Oh, you noticed that? Yeah, I kinda did. It's big, it's black, it's all over my eye. What happened? You were dancing. There were multiple injuries. Mainly Clem's coffee table, a chair, the radio. I remember the coffee table looking very tempting. I guess it did. Right up until you killed it. How did I hurt my eye? Oh no, you got that when you were picking up the pieces of the coffee table and you tripped over one demon's tail. He was playing Twister. Not the naked kind, though, 'cause Clem made them stop that. That's it? I tripped? Well, you tripped, but then you sort of did this windmilling, arms, comically surprised face thing across the room and sort of fell into the door. Oh, jeez. Spike hates when I drink and do stupid things. No wonder he was pissed. I think that was more when you decorated his boots with a quart of pre-loved cocktails. Oh, then there was his coat, she added cheerfully. Xander groaned. Please, Will. Please don't tell me I did something to his duster. You put it on and did a Spike impersonation, which was funny, really. But when you tried to do a fancy kick thingy, well, there was rippage. Adding to his existing pain, Xander dropped his head to the table with a loud thump. Then again, for good measure, no good. He was still alive. And no matter what the apartment looked like, and what Spike had cooked, and what the note had said, Xander knew he would be lucky to get out of this one. Nobody touched Spike's coat. Not even Xander, unless Spike was in it, of course. But any other time, the duster was hands off. Yellow, please, Will. Xander's voice was muffled by the table. Yellow what? You were about to ask what color flowers I'd like on my casket. It wasn't high on my list of conversation points, no. Well, he's going to kill me. Xander, is Spike there? No, he's gone to buy Twinkies. Spike's buying Twinkies? Gift horse. Xan, Spike isn't going to kill you. I ruined his boots and his coat. Now it's just a matter of time. How many times he can kill me in one night? How many do you think? Xan, I brought you home. I helped you inside. I heard what happened next, even though I since have tried many spells to help me unhear what I hear. He is not going to kill you. Well, not through violence anyway. Xander could almost hear her blushing. Will, what are you talking about? Don't mess with me now. I'm a man on the brink. There are things happening here, strange things. If I did all those things to Spike, why does it look like a home decorator's journal is in my apartment? Xan, you can't remember anything about getting home. That would be a big nada. Okay. Spike was carrying you inside. Carrying me? Like a girl? Xander could not keep the horror from his voice. Will gave an impatient sigh. No, carrying you like a fireman over his shoulder. He said, if you were going to vomit again, at least he wouldn't see it happen this time. So anyway, he carried you inside, and I was just, waiting to make sure everything was okay. So you didn't put me to bed. I had all my clothes on. I thought maybe you had... Xander was interrupted by a bit of a giggle from Willow. I don't know exactly what was going on, but Spike was yelling at you to lay down so he could get your shoes and jeans off. It sounded like a bit of a struggle. Isn't usually, Xander mumbled under his breath, wondering what had happened. So Spike is yelling, and there's banging, and you're yelling, too, saying no, 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 and Spike was saying bloody hell this and sodden get that. Willow stopped again. Another attack of the giggles hit. Yeah, yeah. It's all fun and games till someone loses memory and a sizable amount of dignity. Speak, woman! Xander heard Willow taking deep breaths to calm herself before she could continue. Okay, so then there was this huge crash, and you yelled out, hey, buddy, get your hands off me. I'm in love with the badass vampire. I said that? among other less repeatable things. There may have been also something about how Spike is the only one who is allowed to touch you there and, do things to you, some very specific things, I might add. Xander had to double check. I said I'm in love with him. Yep, you did. And then it all went quiet for a minute. Well, until I could hear you snoring. That wasn't quiet. Then Spike comes out with a big smile on his face and said it was okay for me to go. It was kind of strange. Spike doesn't smile like that much. Or at all. Pieces suddenly fell into place for Xander, and a weight he hadn't even noticed building up was lifted from his shoulders. Will, Spike's coming back soon. I gotta go. Thank you for, well, just thanks, okay? Sure, Xan. Is everything okay? Oh, yeah. More than. Images of the setup on the nightstand in the bedroom fitted through Xander's mind. He may have been drunk. He may have desecrated two of the things Spike loved most. He may well have embarrassed his vampire in front of a room full of demons, but in his utterly inebriated state, he'd managed to say the one thing that would move them along. The one thing that neither of them had been able to say before. The one thing that would get him out of trouble and into bed for the rest of the weekend. Xander smiled to himself as he dumped his dishes in the sink and headed into the bedroom to wait for Spike. The boots, the duster, the social faux pas may well cost him dearly, but saying the right thing at the right time, that was priceless. I hope you enjoyed this fanfic. Kimelis left a very, very fitting entryway into her comments. It says, "Shag me." I hope everybody has a good week. Join us next time whenever we bring you some more Naked Spike. And join the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Go on by and see what's happening. Have a good week, everybody.
I'm saying that Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
The man I love.